Hello and welcome to the Salem Station podcast. I'm your co-host Enrique.
I'm your co-host.
Fuck you! Shut up, Robert. It's my turn to talk.
No, wait. No, that was rude. I'm sorry.
No, go.
No. Okay. I'm the man that just yelled at Robert and made him cry. It's me, Alex. I'm sorry, Robert.
And I'm your co-host, Robert.
Everything just fell apart after that.
everything really did just fall apart there for a bit.
Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, no, you can go ahead. No,
you lead. I have nothing to say.
Oh, no, yeah. I was just going to say, we're here to cover sinners. We're here to cover sinners. But before, I know a lot of people are probably anticipating our review of Sinners. I've had a couple people hit me up, you know, wanting us to cover this. But before we do, gentlemen,
yes,
I have some horror news for you.
Horror news? Heck yeah. It's my favorite segment.
Now, I don't have all the horror news that had come out in like the last, you know, however long since we did our last episode. I literally just wrote down the things that came off the top of my dome right now.
Okay.
Nice.
So, that works.
There is a bunch of Predator stuff, some of which you sent me, Kiki.
What kind of Predator?
Not your kind. It's alien, like the alien hunter kind. Yeah.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. there's an animated anthology movie coming out called. You sent me this. Predator Killer of Killers. And this is literally what I have been asking for. I think we mentioned it on our Prey episode, right? Where I was like, I would like to see, because, you know, Prey is about the Predator in, you know, the past of like North America. Mm-hmm. You got like, you know, Native Americans and French fur traders and all that. And I was like, I would like to see Predators throughout time. That's exactly what we're getting here.
Heck yeah. It's at least three different time periods.
Yes, it's three different time periods.
Do we know what time periods?
Yes. Okay, take a guess.
Do they take place in the same, like, region?
No.
No, it's diverse.
One's got to be Japan.
Yeah.
Feudal Japan.
Yeah. Feudal Japan.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, that's pretty fucking obvious. Aztec?
No. Mexico? Ooh, that'd be cool, but no.
That would be a cool one.
We already have Native American, European, medieval.
Close-ish, right? Yeah, close-ish.
Yeah, close-ish.
This is a more specific vibe, though.
Vibe. Dark times? The Dark Ages?
I mean, type of culture, I guess.
Oh, type of culture.
Yeah.
Similar to medieval Europe.
Probably a little earlier than that, right? I don't know actually where they...
Yeah, a little earlier. Yeah.
Roman?
No. Okay, no. Not that early.
Oh, that's completely not off. Yeah. Greek? Well, completely off base. Greek?
No.
That'd be fucking cool.
No. Should we tell them?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me. I've given up.
It's Vikings.
No way! That's cool!
Vikings. And then the third one is World War II. And
No way!
I'm so excited for that one, dude.
That type.
That is so sick, dude.
Alien fucking slaughtering Nazis? type?
It looks like it takes place mostly like in the air. It's like an air battle, and then a fucking Predator shows up, and it's like, what? That is so cool.
Big-ass spaceship.
I'm so excited for that. That's literally what... And I think it's...
It does look really cool.
Done by the guy who did Prey, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, it makes sense that it's animated, though. That
would be expensive to do in real life.
That would be expensive to do live action.
Just the World War II thing alone would be.
It's just so... It's super cool to see.
Yeah.
Like, to see that at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other Predator thing is a live action movie called Predator Badlands, which I think is in the future or something like that.
I have not seen anything about this, so I don't know.
There's a trailer out.
Badlands?
Yeah, it's called Predator.
I've heard of it. Yeah, there's a trailer.
So it goes like it's the exact opposite. Instead of going in the past, it goes, you know, in the future or something like that, I think.
Which is cool. I mean, that could be cool.
Yeah. And then I had something.
I'm more excited about the past, though. Going to the past just sounds cooler. I don't know. Because, like, in the future, like, it feels like that's been done. But, like, you know, in the past is really cool.
That's so cool. What other time period or region would you want to see explored?
I think I mentioned it. Greek.
Greek, yeah. Greek.
Like, hoplites.
That's a good question.
They inferred prehistoric, but they never fully did it, right?
Prehistoric. Hunting dinosaurs?
Yeah, hunting dinosaurs. I mean, they never do it, probably, but still, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to say.
Ooh. God, I forgot his name. Like Genghis Khan, like the Mongols?
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
That'd be kind of cool.
Like I would like to see one during the Cold War, like in like.
Oh, the Cold War.
Oh, that would be cool. That would actually be cool.
Then one side encounters their technology and thinks that the other side has, you know, created this advanced weaponry and it plays into the weapons arm race. Yo, I would like that.
That'd be kind of cool.
But there's also a show called, I didn't know about this, Alien Earth. And it's a live action show about the aliens, you know, on Earth.
Like what's going on in Earth this whole time?
I'm not too sure. There was like a
clip. I hope it's like a reality TV show.
There was a clip that was released called a gestation or something like that, and it's exactly what I do not like to see about alien stuff. It's like the face hugger and like the egg and all that, and I was like, ugh. I do not like that. But yeah, I think that show's coming out. I think both of the Predator stuff and Alien stuff is coming out around the same time. I feel like they are building
cool. too. Are they made by different? I assume they're made by different studios.
It's the same. It's they're all owned by Disney. Remember? Really?
No, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, the IP's owned by Disney, but are they being made by Disney Studios or are they outsourcing?
Oh, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Because I mean, for like Visions, they outsource. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. And then I have one final bit of news, and this is my favorite one, and I know this is Alex's favorite one. I am so hyped for this. There is a trailer for I Know What You Did Last Summer. I am so excited, dude. It's coming.
Wait, isn't that Alex's favorite movie?
I think it is Alex's favorite movie. Yeah, I think we have to rewatch that before we rewatch the requel. Wait, did any of you guys see the trailer? I know you don't really watch trailers, Enrique, but I don't know.
No, I didn't. I have not seen it, and I haven't seen it in theaters. Believe it or not.
Okay, dude, it's so well. I was gonna say it's so good. It's literally the most generic requel looking trailer ever. But
God,
yeah, I'm excited.
You couldn't pay me money to watch it.
We're watching this opening week. Dude,
no,
we might be.
There's nothing you can do to stop. Oh, stop me? There's nothing you can do to stop me from not watching that movie. There we go. We got there in the end, boys. Right.
Okay, that's all. That's all the horror news I have. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting like something major, but on to Sinners. What did?
Oh yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah. What did you guys know about Sinners beforehand? How much?
Literally nothing.
I had seen one trailer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did you know it was about vampires? So
whatever. Yeah. Kinda. Yes. I didn't know vampires for sure, but I knew some kind of monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Alex, you...
And I knew that Michael B. Jordan played twins. That's about it.
You know, I didn't know that until like...
It's crazy, man. It's crazy that they found someone who looks exactly like Michael B. Jordan. It's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
I'll be honest. His acting was so good. At times, I kind of forgot it was the same guy.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Like, unironically, I was like,
yeah, me too.
These
me
are
too.
Two different people. Like, it wasn't until the end that I was like, oh, you fucking moron. It's the same actor.
Visually, it's obvious, you know, so it's the same guy, but like, you know.
Yeah. He did a really good job with like the slight differences in the way that they act and everything. It was really good. His acting was on like peak in this for both characters.
It was really good.
Yeah. Hey, which character do you like more?
I'm kind of a Stack man myself.
Me too. Yay. Okay.
Stack is the one that was, spoilers, alive in the end, right?
Yeah, as a vampire, I guess.
Yeah. I like smoke more.
Ah, lame.
I'm a smoke man.
Smoke's too lame. Don't get me wrong, I like smoke too.
Smoke's bland.
You like to smoke?
But No.
Smoking kills Enrique.
But all the characters in this movie are really great.
Oh yeah.
Maybe some of them are a little cheesy, but that might be like my only gripe with the movie.
Yeah. I feel like they're all pretty fleshed out. Like pretty.
Yeah, they're all pretty good though.
I didn't really have like, I don't think there's any characters that I was really like, yeah, you know, like.
Yeah.
Most movies you have that one or two characters that you just like fucking despise. I didn't have any of those for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually didn't know it was about vampires going in, but I think that was about. Uh-huh. I think that was about. I did know it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did know it was about vampires going in, but that was it. Like, I hadn't seen any of the trailers. That's actually one of the reasons why I really wanted to go.
I didn't know anything about the movie, like, nothing? Until Robert said something.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know it was a movie until Robert was like, hey, you want to go see this movie? I was like, oh, cool. What's this about?
Yeah. But yeah, and I did have some people hyping it up for me, and I will say it did live up to the hype for me. Really, really dope. I do like, I like historical timepieces with horror. I mean, we literally just talked about that with Predator. And I do like how this takes place in like the early 1900s and like the whole blues vibe. That is so well done, dude. Presented.
It really puts you there in that time and place.
Yeah.
It was a lot more recent than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, you thought it was going to be older?
Yeah, I don't know. Like when I first saw the time period, I don't know. Mm. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then my first hint that it was like early, like, was it 20s? 30s?
It's 30s. 32, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm such a fucking nerd. The guy pulled out a 1911 pistol, which came out in 1911, but they weren't, like, used until after that. So I was like, wait a second, what fucking time period is this? And then that's when I started to realize, like, oh, shit, like, this is, like, you know, later in the 20th century.
Yeah. Jim Crow era.
Crow, unfortunate. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and they mentioned Al Capone.
Yeah, that was that recent, huh? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned Al Capone in Chicago.
Yeah, they do. He was working for him, right?
The brothers were working for them.
Yeah, the brothers were working for him.
That's cool, yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah, that's like a cool connection.
And then they double-crossed them.
Yeah.
The Italians.
Yeah, and then
took their booze and ran.
And decided to set up shop back home. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that duo, those twins. They're
They're awesome. Yeah, they're definitely like some of the best character dynamics that I've seen in a movie recently, honestly.
I really like, I guess going back to the whole like blues thing, I love how like they incorporate like music, I guess, into it. Like the idea of
the musical history of it.
Musical, yes, musical history.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone is going to mention that one scene, but you know, the scene where the guy's playing.
He's playing
the guitar and singing the blues.
Yeah. And then, you know,
Sammy,
it like transcends time and you have people from the past and the future, you know, all jamming out together. That's so cool.
That was really cool.
It seemed like
a love letter to like black music, black culture.
Yeah.
Because you see flashes of like future and past. And that was a really cool scene. I love that scene. It was my favorite scene in the movie.
Robert, did that whole concept give you like Stephen King vibes?
It did. Oh, I'm so glad you actually brought that
like
up.
Like Stephen King, but maybe not as campy. Like, I don't know, more grounded, you know?
Yeah. I know. I'm actually really glad that you brought that up because there was something that I wanted to mention about Stephen King. And I actually forgot about it until now. Until you brought him up. No, you're spot on because in the It book, it's not in any of the It adaptations, but in the It book, and I think it is around the time of World War I, they do like a flashback or something in that book where there is a bar for blacks only called the Dark Spot or the Black Spot or something like that for like black soldiers, you know, black people who enlisted and whatnot. Because of course they weren't allowed into, you know, the areas of like, you know, where white people were at.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Of course, Robert. What do you mean by that?
I mean, like back then,
at that time.
Back then, at the time, obviously.
Given the time.
I know.
But in that story, so like they weren't welcome, you know, at the regular bar. So they decided to create their own shop. It's literally like this. They decided to create their own venue, their own, you know, provide their own services and whatnot for, you know, the black community. And it's never, I don't recall, it's been a while since I read the book. I don't remember if it's because of Pennywise's influence or and the corruption of Derry, but the community, once the Black Spot or the Dark Spot, I forget what it's called, once it starts like popping off and people start enjoying that place more than the place where the white people hang out, the town decides to burn it down. And towards the end of this, you know, where because the KKK, that was their intention in this movie, to take down, you know, after they had set up shop here. It literally reminded me of that. And I was going to mention that and I completely forgot about it until now. But yes, you're right. It is very like Stephen King-ish, I guess. I mean,
also like the supernatural vibes.
Yes.
You know, how like I really liked all the new, well, maybe like new for the movies stuff that they introduced like about vampires. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool. Like new concepts, you know, that they might have been done before, but maybe not like on like in a movie, you know, like the collective consciousness of the vampires. I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
I think that's not new, is it?
It might be a thing. No, it's probably not new, but I haven't seen it in any other movie.
That's fair. Guess,
is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember of a movie actually that does that. You know, you're right. I can't think of it, but yeah, it's cool. It does go hand in hand.
They also like, go ahead.
I was gonna say it also goes hand in hand with there being like a master vampire, like the head honcho one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Take that one out, you know, which I think is, I watched something recently that had something like that, but I don't remember what it was. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say that, shit, I forgot. Wait, what was it?
About powers, vampires' abilities.
Oh, I was gonna say that they had a really like compelling argument too, like as to like why they should become vampires. Like, kind of makes sense, like from their standpoint. Like they're being oppressed, and there's an option to not be.
Yes,
but you just have to become a vampire. Basically,
I have something to mention about that. So it's really interesting that they made the vampire Irish.
I was literally about to say that right now. Yeah.
Yeah, because Irish were treated
oppressed,
not as bad, but they were discriminated against around this time period as well. They were not considered white. So when he sings about like oppression and he talks about like freedom and this and that, like it's not just, you know, he's talking from a place of legitimacy. Like he mentions even like because blacks are a lot of them are Catholic due to, you know, religion being imposed on them, Catholic, Christian, same thing with the Irish, same thing happened to them.
Yeah, he mentioned, you know, like when the British came to the Irish Isles, you know, they imposed you know, the Church of English, the Church of England's version of Christianity over their religion, and how you know what's so funny, and sorry, I don't mean it, I know we were talking about something serious, when they're both in the lake, you know, he's holding up the, what's his name, preacher boy or whatever. When he's holding him up and they both start praying. Dude, I swear, this is the most it's a very serious, there's like some humor in this, but I, in my mind, thought the way that they were going to resolve this is that when they began praying, I swear, this is so stupid, the water was going to become holy water and that was gonna take out the vampire. And when I left the theater, I was like, why did I think of that? And I immediately thought of a nun, because that's literally what happens in, I know they're completely different movies, But
yeah,
I for a,
but that is what happens in the
you're right. You're right.
I for a second was dead serious. Like they're gonna turn the lake into holy water. There was no reason for me to think that, but yeah, sorry. Oh no, but you know, I'll back up to that on that serious note. Yeah, I mean the Irish were oppressed, and it's interesting that you know, like that culture was chosen to represent the vampire, and I also heard somewhere or read somewhere that like vampirism in this movie can act as like a metaphor for cultural oppression, I think, where you kind of lose your identity, which I guess goes hand in hand with, you know, them being like a hive mind, like you had mentioned, Enrique, where they end up losing who they are by becoming this thing that's forced upon them, I guess, you know? Which I think is really cool, you know? Yeah,
they just, like, all tapped into each other's thoughts, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, if they come to your door and you see them dancing like that outside, are you joining them or not?
I think I might. That's a pretty cool dance.
I was going to say, I think so, dude. They're having the time of their lives out there.
I mean, like, man, those guys are having a really good time. Like,
why? What are we doing in here?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but I think it's a very like cleverly made like narrative with a cleverly
it says so much.
Yeah.
And it's so entertaining.
Yeah, it is. And the way it handles, I think, those themes that we had mentioned about, you know, like culture and which I guess goes hand in hand with, you know, music, like maybe like vampirism, like, you know, and the oppression of culture that you know, oppression can sometimes take over someone's culture. But I think the idea of this is like, but one of the things that cannot be taken away is music. You know, the vampire, the Irish dude is doing his, you know, little Irish jig and all that. And the people inside, you know, even though, you know, obviously black culture has been oppressed throughout time, like, we see though that music, though, you know, black music has evolved and has changed and has resisted, I guess, you know, and will continue to exist in its own way till, you know, modern day. Maybe that's what that scene was meant for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's very cool though. Oh, Enrique, did you stay till the very end?
I did. I saw both of the post credits.
I heard that another one beyond that. I didn't see that one, though.
What? No way. A third one?
No, really?
Yeah.
No way.
No way. I think it was just the two, no?
The one that...
The first one's kind of like the true ending of the movie, though. Like, you kind of have to see that.
Yeah, the one where it's like in the 90s and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that one we did see. And then, you know, the Stack and Mary come... to the present and go like, hey, yo, you want to become a vampire?
Which I want to mention is really cool. Because do you know who that is?
That's no. Buddy Guy. He's like Buddy Guy. Musician, right?
Oh. Well, he isn't just a musician. He's one of the most iconic blues guitarist singer. He was a massive part of the, like, the Chicago blues. And he influenced like Jimi Hendrix, you know, Keith Richards. John Mayer, Jimmy Page. Like, this guy is iconic, and his music has touched like so many industries, influenced so much. And it's really cool to see him in there. I mean, the guy has 8 Grammys.
Damn. I did not know that. I genuinely did not know that.
Yeah. That's why people were like losing their shit online. I was like, dude, that's fucking, you know, this is a fucking awesome guy. So I looked it up, and yeah, this guy has a huge rap sheet. This guy's iconic. So it's a really big thing that they, you know, they imply that he turned into like not just like a blues, is that what we call it? Like a blues artist, I guess I'll call it, but yeah. Like somebody who has like changed the game.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I did not know that. That made me appreciate it a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't know who it was when I watched the movie, but I was like, there's got to be something behind this guy. Yeah. And I looked it up. Yeah.
It also,
the guys, I mean, his name is very generic, Buddy Guy.
Yeah,
Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy. Buddy's his nickname.
Yeah, when you
say his last name is Guy.
Yeah, when you said Buddy Guy, I was like, did he just make up that name? My bad. That's me. That's my bad for not knowing.
It's really cool to see, especially with how pivotal the blues were, like, as an art form in this movie. Mm-hmm. And just, like, you know, I mean, you see him, the whole thing with him running away, deciding in that moment of faith, despite what he's experienced, throwing his faith away and following his dreams. Like, it's really cool to see somebody who has been so pivotal, so monumental in that specific musical field in the movie. So it's really cool to see that.
Yeah, that is very cool. You know what the movie reminded me of? And I had a friend bring it up also. It reminds me of the legend of, I think his name's Robert Johnson. I'm sure you guys have probably heard of that. Like, story of, like, it's about a guy. Well, his name's Robert Johnson. And I think it might have been around that time, early 1900s or maybe late 1800s. And it's about a guy who had wanted to become famous by playing the blues. And there's not much known about him other than, like, his music and maybe a couple pictures of him. But the legend goes, and he's a real guy, but, you know, the legend, obviously, you know, it's whether you believe it or not, goes that he had made a deal with the devil at a crossroads down in the South. And it's an actual real crossroads with a guitar there still to this day that you can visit. And the legend goes that he had made a deal to become, you know, one of the biggest blues players at that time. And not much is known about his life or his death and all that. I think he died young. But this also kind of reminded me of that, because they had mentioned, you know, playing the guitar will bring the devil to where you're at. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It reminded me of that. And, you know, blues. I like the idea of like Southern culture and horror. Like, I don't know why that goes, like, and I guess that's why Southern Gothic is like a genre, you know, because it.
Yep.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do like
it. It scratches a particular itch.
A little itch. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't fit really with this, but like Texas Chainsaw Massacre also, you know, I do like that.
Yeah.
Like
the Killbilly horror.
Well, not all, you know, but like when it's well done, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'll love Lovecraft Country.
Oh, I've been recommended that. That's a show, right?
Yeah. Show on HBO.
Yeah, oh, my God, Enrique, you're right. There's a post credit scene that we missed.
What?
Yeah, it's
yeah, you're right.
That was Robert.
It's the one.
No, I'm saying you brought it up. You brought it up that we missed.
It's the one where, like, it cuts back to him, like, when he's youngish, right?
Yeah. And he's playing the blues.
Yeah.
In the church. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
I don't know. I thought he was, like, looking at someone and the camera was going to pan to them, but it never didn't. Kind of seemed like he was looking at someone.
It's implying that he's, like, in the afterlife, because from what I'm reading, because, you know, how Stack said that, oh, you're close to death.
Maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. Really like.
I gotta look this up on YouTube. I gotta look at the.
I like their version of.
Are we singing This Little Light of Mine?
Yeah.
I like their version of the test from The Thing, where in order to test.
Oh, yeah. Eating the garlic.
Who's the vampire? Eat the garlic. That is so. I love that so much. Dude, I
figured they'd know by now, though. I don't know. Like, the vampires weren't too conspicuous, I guess.
Yeah.
Or inconspicuous.
The vampire movies have not been missing as of late, dude.
They have not.
I was talking with Alex, like, what was the... Because this is the first horror movie I've seen this year. Like, new horror movie.
That's kind of controversial, though. Is it a horror movie? Like, I guess it is, right?
It's a thriller.
Yeah, it's up there. Whatever, you know.
But like, the first
it's a thriller.
Half of the movie is, like, exposition with great characters and dialogue.
Yeah.
No horror aspects, you know?
Well, I was,
but I guess a lot of movies can start that way and end up horror. So this one kind of does.
Yeah, I was telling Alex that the last horror movie I watched was also a vampire movie, Nosferatu. So very cool. Which of the two do you guys prefer?
I think I like Sinners more.
Hey, they're also both pretty freaky.
I see myself rewatching it more, you know. Oh, yeah, they kind of are, huh?
Nosferatu. Hey, this one lives up to its name, I'd say.
I hate you.
Sinners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, which one of us three would you say is the biggest sinner here?
You. It might be you, Robert.
Me? Oh, come on. Absolutely not. I like to think I'm a little, I've been told I'm a little saint. What do you guys give this out of 10?
That's tough. Maybe like a 9?
8. 9. 9.
9. Yeah. I was going to, I'll, oh, damn. We're all, this is like the first time we ever agree on a rating. Oh. I also give it a 9. I mean,
are we all saying 9?
I'm saying 9.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a vampire movie. To me, a vampire movie, if it's good, it's already automatically at a 7 out of 10. Then you have...
Oh, yeah.
Then you have...
But there's bad vampire movies, though.
That's true. Well, those are more of a 6 out of 10. This is a 7 out of 10 automatically.
Okay.
Then you have...
Good vampire movies, yeah.
Then you have Hailee Steinfeld spitting into Michael B. Jordan's mouth. That automatically bumps it up to a 9 out of 10. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're a little too obsessed with that scene. I've seen you watching it on repeat on YouTube. I don't know how you found that.
No.
I think we need to talk about this, Robert.
I think it awoke something in me. I'm sorry. What are the time period? You know what I would love to see more of?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see something. And it doesn't have to be this. But man, do I want it desperately. I want to see like a movie or something about those Native American guys hunting down vampires.
Oh, yeah. That was, man, I was hoping that they would come back. I was hoping.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool, too.
That would be so cool. Pulling over trains and be like, oh, excuse me, what are those coffins on that train? Dude, I want that badly. Oh, and the clip that our friend, or not the clip, the Easter eggs that our friend had sent to us, Enrique, about, I thought I'd mention this to Alex because I don't think he's seen it. There's, there's like a couple Easter eggs all throughout like the creation of this movie, like, you know, in terms of like, I don't know, apparently like on, for instance, like on Spotify, if you go to like, you know, the soundtrack page and whatnot, and you go all the way down to like where there's like more information and whatnot, there's like newspaper clippings about the history of some of like the moments from this movie. And and one of them is let me pull up. There's a couple, but like the
origins of Remick.
Yes, the origins of Remick. One
potential
of them
origins
is a newspaper the called vampire. The Boston Daily Journal, and it's and the title for the newspaper is "Grizzly Discovery at Boston Harbor: Immigrant Ship Wrecked, No Survivors," and it's about Irish immigrants who
and
came
it's around the 1910s, right?
Yes, and that there were no survivors. It literally reminded me of the story of Dracula, of, you know, the ship crashing and then there being like all the sailors died and whatnot. But, you know, it's because there was a vampire on board. I want that badly too, dude. I want to see that. But oh yeah, I was gonna ask, what time period would you guys like to see vampires set in, kind of like this?
The Greeks.
The Greeks. I think Vikings would be interesting.
Ooh, that's true.
I
don't know.
I don't want to continue.
That doesn't really work.
The Predator
work?
Show settings, but I think World War II would be so dope. Like, imagine,
those are really good time periods, you
imagine
know?
Imagine you're, and it could be from either like the Soviets' perspective or the Western Allies' perspective, you're storming a castle that had been fortified by the Nazis. And of course, you know, since they had taken over like most of Europe, like let's place this in Romania, dude. And it's a fucking vampire castle, dude. And the vampire's like, hey, yo, what's going on around me? Dude, that would be so sick. I want that.
Especially since the Nazis were obsessed with the occult.
Yeah, dude. And then them unknowingly, like them trying to find like occult stuff, unknowingly like having one of their headquarters be at an actual site of like, you know, vampirism and all that. That would be so dope. That would be so cool. Yeah, do you guys have anything else you guys want to add to this? What are you guys' thoughts on Preacher Boy's technique? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay. Oh,
okay. Yay.
Thumbs up.
I think that lady also gave it a thumbs up.
I think she did, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, go watch this movie on a big screen.
Please go watch it.
Yeah. And with very loud speakers. Very loud regret speakers, it.
Yes. Oh, I need to check out
the music soundtrack. Is great. The camera work is great. Cinematography. It's all really, like, visually beautiful, you know?
Mm-hmm. The acting is great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
music, great. It's all great. It's all beautiful.
And there's gore. Like, it's got everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got Michael B. Jordan.
Two Michael B. Jordans.
Two for the
Who person. Michael B. Jordan. And boy, is that man. Oof. Anyways, just watch this movie.
I know what you mean. I mean, yeah. Watch right. the movie.
Wait a second. Wait. I haven't done my analysis of the movie yet.
Oh.
So it has an 8.2 on IMDb.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes score 98% on the tomato meter, which is incredible for any movie, let alone a thriller movie. It was
rated R one too.
It is rated R, yes. Directed by Ryan Coogler. Coogler, yeah. Yes. And trying to find the budget was a cool $100 million.
I heard it made it which all back.
It's made so far $181 million.
That's cool.
Oh, it's made a decent profit. I can only assume it's going to go up. $100 million.
That's domestic, not, right?
Yes. Oh no, that's worldwide.
Oh, that's okay.
I believe it's probably bigger here in the U.S. But I mean. $100 million budget? What does that put it? That's like a standard budget, unfortunately, nowadays, right?
I don't know anything.
The higher end. It's on the higher end.
It's on the higher end. I mean, there's horror it's movies that are made cast, for though. A lot less. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much for it? It is a sad cash. I mean, let's be honest. Jordan.
It's great, though.
Jordan was probably what? Like half of that budget? Paying his ass?
He's playing two roles. Like, you gotta pay him. At least double, you know?
At least.
Yeah, I mean, how much was the latest Scream movie? Like, what was the budget on the latest Scream movie?
Ooh, good question.
I got a 76% on Tomatoes. Scream 2022. Still haven't seen this movie. Need to watch it.
You haven't seen Scream 6.
Oh, the budget was only $24 million. Wow. Yeah, so this one's higher up there. Which, I mean, you could see it in the acting and everything and the effects and everything. The gore was pretty good. Dude, I wish we saw a bit more of that. I wish we got a bit more of that gore effects.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It would have been cool to see a little bit more of that. I mean, honestly, like, a decent portion of the budget probably went to that one scene when he's playing and literally burns the house down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was probably, like, a good portion of the budget, but, you know.
It's a good scene. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so cool.
Good movie.
Do you think they should get this guy to direct Blade or not?
Ryan Coogler?
Yeah.
Yeah. I trust him with Blade.
I
got Blade vibes from this movie. I honestly thought he was going to become a vampire hunter near the end of it.
We should cover Blade. It's horror.
I've never seen it. Like, fully.
Have a Blade.
Oh. And
movie marathon.
And there is a music scene, the rave scene in the beginning. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
With the where they have, dude, there's a scene in that where they're like it's a rave, but it's a rave for vampires. And so they turn on the fire sprinklers, and the fire sprinklers are filled with blood. So, you know, the vampires are just enjoying themselves. You know,
does that work? Like, if I went to a party and they had the sprinkler system and turned it on, it was full of, like, beer, I don't know if I'd be happy about that.
That's true. That would be kind of disgusting.
Like, I mean, like, I don't know.
You're right. I don't think they care, though. Like,
yeah, that's true. They're mortal, dead. They're undead beings. Vampires.
Oh, they're undead, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care. They're grimy.
All right, those are all my thoughts. Oh, this is a pretty short, cute, short little episode. So my thoughts on this.
Adorable little episode.
Adorable, cute little movie. And we shall see you guys on The Witching Hour next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Damn. Barely over 39 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's it?
Hey, but we had pretty good discussions, I thought.
It's amazing what happens when we're all talking.
Yeah, engaged. I was going to say, I think there was almost no, like, you know. Like,
we also really didn't talk about the movie itself much, which I feel like we don't need to.
The plot of the movie?
I mean, yeah, I feel like we don't.
Watch it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we don't need to go over, like, oh, this happened, that happened. Like, it was good. Just concise, like, hey, watch this movie, you know.
Yeah, don't watch this movie.
We had actual discussion instead of just describing what we watched. You know,
maybe we should do that.
Yeah, have like actual.
Maybe we should. Yeah.